I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
Do you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.PastorGregYoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, very excited, as we do each and every Tuesday, to welcome to the program the Hill Country Patriot Radio and Matt Long Show. And my good friend, Matt Long, the host. Matt, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to be here. I enjoy our Tuesday mornings, Pastor Greg.
Well, I enjoy those, but I, as we do, I enjoy our Monday night phone calls, which are kind of the warm-up, if you will, to what we do here. So
right.
We're dealing with, and I'll share this. I had to go into my doctor's office. I had a actually was off air a couple of days last week because I had pulled a muscle in my groin and my lower abdomen. Really excited. I've lost almost 60 pounds. I think I'm just under 400 pounds this morning for the first time since the accident and all the, you know, damage that it did and so on. But I got up too quickly and anyway, went into the doctor, and it was a different doctor. Hadn't seen him ever before. And the first thing he says to me when he sits down, Matt, have you had your vaccine? Well, no, I'm not going to do that. Oh, well, then you need to wear your mask. I ask him, well, did you have your vaccine? Well, yeah. And I was like, well, maybe you need to wear your mask. I don't understand. If you've had a vaccine, you know, I mean, if you've had a flu shot, right? You're supposedly, right? We were told now you've got your flu shot, you're immune. You're not going to get the flu. If you had your polio shot, you're not going to get polio. If you had your mumps shot, you're not going to get mumps. But not with this. No. With this vaccine, you still get it. And if you're around somebody that might have it, or somebody that you don't even know, that you don't know if they do or don't have it, you still need to be protected. Why did you take that shot in the arm? That's what I don't get, Matt.
Right. And it is it is confusing, and I just think rushing in to be the first in line on that shot was not my intention. And at the beginning, I was like, "All right, let's give it to the old people first. Let's give it to those that are most vulnerable." And then, because we were all operating under the assumption that it was going to actually keep you from getting sick, now that is, we have found out that is not true. So, Pastor Greg, what do we do the next time? What if they say, "Oh, wait a minute, we've got this new shot, and it's going to cover everything. We promise, cross our hearts, it's going to take care of everything." You know, every time they make an announcement, it is the science, right? But it's the science of that day, all right? It is the science of that day. And so they're going to come up with another one. They're going to say, "Hey, it's the science. You got to follow the science." At some point, when do we look back as a society and say, "You were wrong this time, you were wrong that time, you were wrong the third time, you were wrong the fourth time. Why should we believe you now?" And how do we react to that? Because that's only human nature to not trust someone who has been, whether on purpose or out of ignorance, but it's someone who has misled you with information over and over. How much do you trust them beyond that? And then what are you going to do about it?
Well, you know, I'm looking now. The open VAERS is back up again. It's interesting to me. They show 11,940 deaths. Those are individuals that have reported that they've died because that they've actually accepted a report that these individuals died because of the vaccine. 40,991 hospitalizations, 65,067 urgent cares, 88,920 office visits. 3,714 mm-hmm. people have developed Bell's palsy. Okay. 4,110 have had an anaphylaxis reaction. That means for those maybe they might not understand. Yeah, well, and it's beyond that. It's not just an allergic reaction. It's actually an emergency allergic reaction. An anaphylaxis type of event means difficulty breathing, swelling, you know, heart. I mean, it's a mess. I have those to codeine, and I have to take an EpiPen in order to come back from that. If bee stings, you know, bee stings are another thing that can cause a person an anaphylaxis. 518,769 reports of adverse events. And that's just what's been reported. And according to a Harvard study, Matt, that represents 1%.
And you know, here's the crazy thing. Michael Berry did this a couple of weeks ago, and he did it as a comedy routine, but it was very serious. He said, "What if you saw, you know, we see all these ads on TV and on the radio about different drugs, prescription drugs, and you'll see them in the magazines, and there'll be one page for the ad for the drug, and then it'll be followed by two pages of caveats. Those are all things they have to report on your TV commercials that run for so long. And the reason is because they say, if you develop mild, don't take this, if you're allergic to it, and in some people it does this, and in other people it does that, and it goes through all these lists of warnings. And what if we had a vaccine, a COVID vaccine ad that listed all of those things in there? You know, folks, that's what we're missing. We're missing that. I had Bell's palsy once in the spring, woke up with it. It was a very bizarre. I also had Guillain-Barré syndrome that rose all the way up to about mid-chest before it receded. Listen, those are two probable side effects of some of the things. I've had both of those. There's no way I'm going to put that shot in my arm if that is a chance of that happening.
Well, and you know, if you read, like you said, I mean, and I think the problem here, I just wrote this down. We've been numbed to these counter reactions. Okay.
Right.
I mean, if you stop, you know, it used to be that Mad Magazine years ago used to do you know, kind of like a farce on those kind of things, right? You know, where they would put it in and then they, warning your uterus might fall out or, you know, or a sexual organ might fall off or whatever. Some crazy thing might happen. But we have become literally numbed. I mean, some of these, you know, when they go through and they go, one of the is, it might sterilize you and it might cause, you know, major birth defects and it might, you know, ruin your any offspring you're going to have for the rest of your life. Hello? Why are we taking this or you know, killed every lab rat that it was ever given, but we're going to try it on you now. Okay. And why would I take that? And why would a doctor violate their Hippocratic oath by prescribing that to me? That sounds kind of wild to me. You know, but you know, when we bring these things up, I had a dear friend of mine that called me the other day and he said, you know, I had the first shot and I was doing okay. I had that second shot and he said, I'm going to tell you, Pastor, I haven't felt the same. It's something's wrong. Something ain't right. I've been ill ever since. I felt like I got the flu every morning when I wake up. All day long, I feel like I got the flu. You know, I gave him some things to, you know, natural things that doctors that I have had on the program have suggested. But, you know, there was another story and I think it's appropriate to bring it in, Matt. Fox did a story on a young man that, passed away and they, you know, they talk about how sad this is, and you know the last thing that he said is, "Oh, I wish I'd gotten that vaccine. I should have gotten the vaccine." Well,
right.
I'm saddened about his story because there are natural means to combat this, and they won't let anyone share what they are.
Right, without a doubt.
You know,
Let's go to the practical end of this, Pastor Greg, because I think we're feeling like, first of all, I feel fairly confident that our schools will probably force our children to wear masks in the fall. I don't know that for sure, but the push is so strong, it wouldn't surprise me. You know, Fredericksburg schools are pretty woke, and I think they will very likely jump in line with that. That's just a prediction on my part. Where and when and how do we stand against this? All right, that is the biggest thing. Where does the civil disobedience in a peaceful and righteous manner come into play into this? And what's it going to take to get people to do that? You know, one of the saddest things I've seen about this whole pandemic is that how willing and quickly Americans were ready to just bend over and take the shot. Now, I know they give it to you in your arm, so, but how did that happen? It's very, very sad. And so now we have to start standing up. Well, it's already hard. It's going to make it even harder to stand up because we're already halfway down on our knees. Who's going to stand up? How do we stand up? And is it the right thing to stand up against this, Pastor Greg?
Well, I think in this instance that yes, I think we have a you know a right to stand up and a mandate, if you will, especially when it comes to the shutting down of gathering of churches. Now I know that in Texas that supposedly we're not supposed to have that. That's not supposed to happen. Churches aren't supposed to get closed again. I don't know if that's going to be enforced. I know that there are some cities out there like Austin, like Houston, you know, even like Dallas that there's been indication in certain areas that they may try to close the churches. And sadly, we've got pastors and priests and so on that are going along with this and closing their doors. And we've got them talking about, you know, if you don't get vaccines, that means you don't love people and you don't care about people. Well, personally, I've had two children that have been dramatically impacted by vaccines. And so we're not for these kinds of vaccines and injections. And then when I had Dr. Judy Mikovits on and I discover that for 50, 60 years now, that the use of animals as a place to incubate has caused the vaccine that we're taking into our body to actually mutate, and the animal diseases, if you will, break through the barrier of the human DNA and cause us issues. Why do we have so many more cases of Alzheimer's? Why do we have so many more cases of dementia? Why is that such a major issue? Why is there so much more Parkinson's disease? Why are there so many of these? These are all autoimmune deficiency diseases. And why are they so prevalent in baby boomers? Why is that such a problem? 50 Absolutely. Years of vaccination. That's the conclusion that Dr. Mikovits has come to.
You know, the hearing all of that and using logic and reason and science, you know, those arguments, Pastor Greg, they don't seem to be working anymore. We give the counter argument and they say, shut up and take the shot. Or you give a counter argument or ask a question and they say, listen, you're just not smart enough. You're not a doctor. I'm a doctor. I'm a scientist. I know what I'm talking about. Do what I say. Shut up and do what I say. And so when we attempt to argue back with logic and reason, it's falling on deaf ears. And so I think that's the point where the frustration gets to people and they just say, I'm not going to argue with you anymore. I'm not going to take the shot. I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not going to put my kids in school and make them wear those masks all day.
Right.
And that's the point I think we're at.
Well, and unfortunately, critical thinking and common sense have been overcome by teaching emotion. And right. You know, this is why our friend Alice Linehan, as an example, talked against the Common Core and emotional teaching. It's been, it was preparing us for exactly this. Matt, thanks for being with us today. I know we're running out of time. God bless you there in the Hill Country. Stay strong and stay informed. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio after this.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest-growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, coming up in the next half hour, we're going to be giving away two Struggling for One America books. From the producers of the documentary Trump versus Hollywood, Daphne Barak and Erbil Ganasti, and they've signed these books as well, and we'll be giving away, again, two copies of this, and if you are the first two people to shoot me an email at chosengenerationradio.com, Pastor Greg at chosengenerationradio.com, Pastor Greg at chosengenerationradio.com. Shoot me an email and send me your address and contact information. And the first two emails that I get, we will get you a copy of that great book. And we will have Daphne and Erbo along with Money B on the program coming up here momentarily. Let's see. I wanted to see if I can find this very quickly and give you some ammunition as it relates to what Scripture has to say about our gathering together and why we are supposed to be gathering together and having boldness about it. Hebrews 10:19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another so much more as you see the day approaching. And let's not forget Acts chapter 2. Continuing daily in one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. It has been a trademark of the church to meet.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.